Dominoes fall for Jim Jordan as former foes endorse him for Speaker. By Bradley J. on October 16, 2023. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, continues converting former foes into supporters as he makes progress towards claiming the Speaker's gavel. Jordan spent the weekend quietly working behind the scenes to talk one-on-one with holdouts, a tactic that began bearing fruit Monday morning. Jordan's biggest win may have been Representative Mike Rogers, RO, the powerful chair of the House Armed Services Committee, who endorsed Jordan early Monday. Rogers reportedly had been working over the weekend to assemble a block of members to end Jordan's run and install a unity speaker with Democrat support. Representative Ken Calvert, RCA, a powerful appropriator first elected to the House in 1992, endorsed Jordan soon after Rogers' announcement after previously saying he would never back Jordan's candidacy. The Californian credited a weekend conversation with Jordan for his reversal. Calvert's announcement was soon followed by one from Representative Ann Buckner, RMO, who said, "Jim Jordan is our conference nominee, and I will support his nomination for Speaker on the House floor." Support for Jordan from the well-regarded Buckner, who had said Thursday she would absolutely not support Jordan for Speaker, is another significant sign of momentum for him. Wagner's statement referenced the reports of a Rogers-led coalition to block Jordan in favor of a unity government with Democrat support. "Let me be clear, I am not, and will not, work with Democrats as our Republican conference comes together to elect a conservative Speaker of the House." Jordan's grassroots support, likely unmatched by anyone in Republican politics outside of Donald Trump, has been projected as a significant factor towards easing the concerns of representatives skeptical of a Jordan speakership. Republican politicians would have a difficult time telling primary voters that they preferred a Democrat-supported speaker over the popular Jordan. Jordan's behind-the-scenes one-on-one discussions likely are significant in assuaging holdout concerns that the firebrand would not listen to less hard-line voices in the Republican conference. He is continuing one-on-one conversations leading up to Monday night's meeting of the House Republican Conference on Capitol Hill. Jordan still has work to do. Prominent holdout Representative Steve Womack, RR, appeared on CNN Monday declaring that Republicans must seek Democrat support if no one can get 217 Republican votes. However, he did not rule out the possibility that Jordan could get to 217 or that he would eventually support Jordan. Follow Bradley J on Twitter at @BradleyAJ.